KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 55 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah officially has its own NHL team. The sale of the Arizona Coyotes approved for Jazz owner Ryan Smith just a few hours ago. Things are moving fast. Deposits are already being taken for season tickets next season, and the marquee at the Delta Center is welcoming the new team. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, the team will have their first game in October at the Delta Center. The arena's banner now reads in big, bold letters, NHL in Utah. The Smiths paid $1.2 billion for the team, most of that just essentially to buy the players and equipment. Smith asked fans for some suggestions about 10 days ago for names, and now he's going to have to come up with a name. The sale does not include the Coyotes' name. Also, Smith has now publicly said for the first time that he plans to renovate the Delta Center and give the team a permanent place to play there. Smith has already applied for what's called a revitalization zone with the city. That's going to raise sales taxes in the city to pay for part of those improvements. Reporting live downtown, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Now, there is the possibility the Phoenix Coyotes will rise again. The owner says that he's secured the right to reactivate his franchise if he has a fully constructed state-of-the-art arena within the next 5 years. Basically, he'd build a new Phoenix Coyotes from scratch. So what will the Utah something or others look like? KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens told me a few minutes ago, this team is going to be pretty good.
We have 13 of the 22 players under contract for next season, including both goaltenders, phenomenal American-born center named Clayton Keller, just some great players. The goaltender, you know, I'm a goalie, so I always notice the goalies. We have two phenomenal goalies.
So Jay says 13 of the Coyote players, at least, the draft picks, the coaches, the operations, will all be coming to Salt Lake City in time for this fall. Our friends at the KSL Sports Zone are in celebration mode this afternoon. Hans and Scotty G fired up Cool in the Gang to share what they think is an historic day.
We have arrived. We have two Big Four major professional teams here in the state. Celebrate this bad boy. Let's go.
Hallelujah, man. We have been in this market on air for 18 and 20 plus years, and we've never had an opportunity to introduce an actual Big Four. So being able to introduce the NHL to Salt Lake City and be on air for this moment is incredible.
Their full reaction is on their podcast. You can find it at kslsports.com. All we need are a football and baseball team now. KSL News Time 4:03. We're learning more about the arrest of a popular hip-hop artist called Youngboy. The rapper was arrested at his mansion on Tuesday while under house arrest. Official documents say the rapper, with tens of millions of monthly listeners, is a suspect here in Utah in a large-scale prescription fraud ring. The FBI's also ID'd him as the leader of a street gang from Louisiana. A jury has been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, 12 jurors have been selected, putting the trial on track for opening statements as soon as Monday. Once again, before leaving the courthouse today, Mr. Trump railed against the case.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
The former president faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. Republican infighting continues in the U.S. House of Representatives, where a small group is working to oust their speaker. But some Republicans, like Representative Mike Lawler, say the motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson is idiotic.
I think it's wrong, and I think there needs to be consequences for it.
Far-right Republicans are upset with Johnson's attempts to provide aid for Ukraine without tying it to U.S. border security. More than 100 people were arrested at Columbia University today as police officers clad in riot gear broke up a student protest of the war in Gaza.
The more they try to silence us, the louder we will
be. The arrests come a day after the university's president pledged to Congress to crack down on unauthorized protests tied to the war. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022 says he wasn't in Idaho. He was hiking, looking at the stars. The attorney for Brian Koberger turned in his alibi yesterday, saying that he was hiking along the Snake River in the opposite direction from Moscow, Idaho. The defense says they have cell phone tower data that proves it. KSL News Time 4:05, first look traffic. Ricky, the Thursday rush, what are you seeing?
We already have delays in place, and they started early. But if you're on southbound I-15, that's the longest stretch of slow-and-go speeds from South Salt Lake to Sandy. And a delayed drive if you're headed northbound I-15, going from Davis into Weber County, starting in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay right here.